It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Playing in Person is a show that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on with the Parks and Rec Department. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
LeBron, baseball, volleyball, softball, and soccer. Something is going on with all of those sports and more. Tell us more information.
That is correct, Rob. You know, I always say, you know, it seems like we go from one season right into another, but we also have to start preparing for that. So with that being said, spring is right around the corner. I think March 20th is the first day of spring. So therefore, when spring comes, that means baseball and softball season does open up. So with that being said, please go ahead and get your child signed up between the ages of 4 and 12 for the upcoming baseball and softball season through the Parks and Rec Department. You got three easy ways to do it. Just simply go by the main office at Huck Sansbury, call us, or go on the web. You can call us at 597-1755 to get signed up for baseball and softball signups. You have until February the 17th, so you have a few more weeks to get signed up, but go ahead and get signed up and get it out the way. Likewise with that, Rob, we also have youth volleyball going on now, signups going on now, ages 8 through 17. So if you're between the ages of 8 and 17 and want to play volleyball for the Parks and Rec Department, please go ahead and get signed up for that also. And two more things is the soccer and adult co-ed soccer and adult co-ed volleyball. We do have that going on, sign-ups going on for that also now. You have until February 25th to get signed up for that. So if you're an adult that's interested in playing, go ahead and get signed up for that, and then go ahead and get your kids signed up for baseball or the youth volleyball. Again, just simply call us at 597-1755 or go by the main office and get signed up for these upcoming programs through the Parks and Rec Department.
You can log on to PersonCounty.net. While you're there, be sure to click on the Mayo portion of the website. Mayo Park has been a well-kept secret for a long time, but LeBron, the word has been getting spread and getting out. And we're just going to mention on this break, if you're thinking about camping at Mayo Park anytime this year, make your reservations ASAP, 336-597-7806 for more information about Mayo Park. We'll be back after these messages with more Playing in Person. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is here with us. LeBron is a park ranger at Mayo Park. We mentioned on the last break about if you're thinking about doing some camping at Mayo Park, you need to make your reservations ASAP. They offer RV sites. They have water and electric hookups. They also have cabins that are available for rent. And if you just want to go out and camp in a tent, they have tent sites available. They're at Mayo Park, they have hot showers, modern bathroom facilities, playground equipment, horseshoe pits, a disc golf course, nature trails, so much more. If you want to rent a paddle board or canoe, a kayak, they have those available. But with all this being said, they were as busy in 2020 as they have ever been. And they are expected to be equally as busy in 2021. So go ahead and RSVP ASAP to get the dates that you want. And LeBron, I'm sure it's some weekends of this year that y'all are already booked up for the most part. But you do accept names to go on a waiting list in case someone should cancel out. You would contact the person's name that's on the top of the waiting list, correct?
That is correct, Rob. So like I always said, some weekends, you know, like our major holidays were already full for them for this upcoming year, like Memorial Weekend, 4th of July, Labor Day. Picking by the Lake weekend. Some of those weekends are already full for the most part, but go ahead and look at your calendar. I can't stress it enough. Start planning to come to Mayo because, you know, I'm going to say 2019 was about our last year. It's just, hey, I'm just going to show up to this weekend and pick a campsite. Those days are over with. I can promise you that because every single weekend last year, we were full, and we are expecting the same thing for this year. You know, I was talking to a lot of campers last year, a lot of boaters out there, and they were saying how hard it is just to even find a camper. You know, the camper sales were sky high last year. Likewise, I've never seen so many boats out there, brand new boats out there last year, Rob, because it was just that's a good way to social distance is out there on a boat or getting outside. So if you're into camping, please, I cannot stress enough, go ahead and get you a campsite for this upcoming year. You can't. It's hard just to show up and get a campsite. Now, during the week, you can just about do that. And when I say during the week, that's just going to say Monday through Thursday, Monday through Friday. Most of the time, people usually come in on Fridays. But you can just about show up Monday through Friday and get a campsite. But other than that, it's hard showing up on the weekends, Rob. Also, remember, we're not there physically on the weekends right now, not until April. So if you want to get a campsite right now, between now and April, you can still come out there and camp. I had a couple campers this past weekend, but you must do your reservations, get your waiver signed, and pick up your keys and all that fun stuff before 5 o'clock on Friday. So, again, if this is something you're interested in doing, you must complete everything before 5 o'clock on Friday. And just know we're physically not there. So all what that means is that you still can camp. Just say if a toilet stops up or your light bulb goes out. We're not there on the weekends right now to fix that. Just simply give us a call at 597-7806.
You can also stop by Mayo Park there at the office, what they call the Education and Environment Building. That address is 1013 Neal Store Road, 336-597-7806 is the phone number. And you can make your reservations. And maybe, you know, someone that you would like to give a gift certificate to do some camping. Or maybe spend the weekend in a cabin at Mayo Park. They offer those gift certificates as well. Just contact LeBron, Jeremy, or any of the friendly staff there at Mayo Park for more information. As far as it goes with the RV hookups, water and electric hookups, and they do have a dumping station. We'll be back with more Playing in Person. LeBron Street is here with us. LeBron, you've got a bass fishing tournament kicking off next month, the second Saturday in February, and I believe that's going to be February the 13th, and you've already made out the bass fishing tournament schedule for 2021 at Mayo Park for those tournaments that's sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department, correct?
That is 100% correct, Rob. So, yes, as Rob stated, we will be having bass tournaments every second Saturday, February through June, and we usually do one in the fall, but right now it is locked in February through June at Mayo Lake. Last year, Rob, we had a huge success in our bass tournaments, and I always tell the guys we work for y'all, so any ideas that the bass guys got, we accept them, we take them. Last year, one of the main ideas that hit the street, instead of starting in March, why can't we do it a month earlier? So that's why we're starting in February. Last February, I can remember like it was yesterday, it was very, very cold out there. And it was cold, matter of fact, it was cold and raining, but I still had, I think, 13 or 15 boats to show up for that day. We had a good time out there with that. So with that being said, our first bass tournament for the year is scheduled for February the 13th. After that, again, every second Saturday, second Saturday in March, second Saturday in April, May, and June. So go ahead and give us a call at 597-7806 to get signed up for it, to get more information about it. It is a $75 entry fee, and it's an optional $10 for the big fish, Rob. Again, I always say, you know, if you're not doing nothing on the second Saturdays, come to the weigh-in. February through June, the weigh-in will February through through May. The weigh-ins do start at 3 o'clock. So a lot of guys and a lot of, you know, spectators come up at 3 o'clock just to watch the weigh-in, you know, especially a lot of kids come out and it's like, wow, look at those big fish those guys catch. It's a very competitive sport. Those guys getting, because Rob, they're out there fishing for money. The more boats we have, the more money we pay back. I have seen guys with first place get $1,000 cash, cash in their hand on that day. So everybody leaves that happy. So, you know, it's a good tournament to do. So come on, that's a good family fun tournament. You know, a lot of guys, Rob, or a lot of other tournaments come out there. They do it right, and we try to stay consistent with what other tournament guys do, but we also try to have fun with it and try not to, you know, be as serious as a lot of other guys say, because a lot of guys come out there, Rob, and that's what they do for a living. That's how they make their living. So it's just good. You can come out there, and like I said, first place can make up to $1,000 or more, and third place can still walk away with $500. So it's a good tournament to do and still have fun and walk away with some extra cash in your pocket on that day. But needless to say, give us a call at 597-7806.
Now, LeBron, you were saying that you're still working on the schedule for the crappie fishing tournaments there at Mayo Park, sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department. And when you get those dates set up and all, we'll get it out to our listening audience. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is here with us. Playing in Person is a show that is getting driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on, sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department. LeBron, let's see here. We've talked about the bass fishing tournaments at Mayo Park. We've talked about camping at Mayo Park. We talked a little bit about the baseball, volleyball, softball, and
soccer
sign-ups. One thing that we certainly want to make mention of, that on a nice, pretty day, if you are suffering a little bit from cabin fever and you want to get out and stretch your legs a little bit, by all means, from anywhere in Roxburgh and Person County, within a 10 to 15-minute drive, you can be at one of the many parks that is maintained by the Parks and Rec Department. There you will find a walking track, and in some of the parks, they have playground equipment. Also, if you want to get out and play some tennis, you have that opportunity, as tennis courts are available at Huck Sandsbury and Person High School. Something else, you can go down to Mayo Park and walk the nature trail. Also, they have disc golf at Mayo Park, Piedmont Community College, and Hyco Lake. And if you go play disc golf at Mayo Park, they have some of the discs that they will let you use to play the course. So it's always a lot of things going on. And with the coronavirus, you know, you still need to wear your mask, practice social distancing, but at the parks and all, they have plenty of room to where you can space yourself out. And if you see someone that you want to have a conversation with, just try to stand at least 6 feet or farther apart and you can have a conversation. But you know, one thing I will say, LeBron, when people are wearing masks, it's some kind of hard sometimes to recognize someone that you're not used to seeing.
That is 100% correct, Rob. People speak to me all the time. It just happened to me last night. And I try not to, you know, stare at people so much with masks on, because a lot of times I don't recognize them. They don't recognize me with my mask on. But, yes, you are right, Rob. It is very hard, you know, to recognize somebody with a mask on. But I'd rather them, you know, be safe than sorry. So, as Rob stated, you can come out to the park and walk the trails and be 100% safe. I see a lot of people walking by themselves and they do not have masks on, but they also out there by themselves in the open air. So come on out to Mayo, just enjoy yourself and just to get out the house, because as I was telling somebody last week, cabin fever is definitely real. It can set in on you, Rob.
That it can. Something else, again, for more information on the bass fishing tournament at Mayo Park, that is sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department, you can contact Mayo Park at 336-597-7806. The very first one will be on Saturday, February the 13th. And LeBron, the way that the boats launch is the first registry is the first one to launch, correct?
That is correct, Rob. It's a first-come, first-served basis. So if, just say, if you call me today, Rob, and you say, LeBron, I want to sign up for the tournament, that's fine. You'll be boat number one. And then say, Sally called me right after you, she'll be boat number two in that order. Because as I say, a lot of guys, you know, they like getting on out to their fishing holes. A lot of other guys do what they call a shotgun start. I personally don't like that. I just rather, you know, go one boat at a time. You know, it's only like a 5 to 10 to 15 second gap in between your boat and the other person's boat, just to be a little bit more safe and let the wake die down a little bit. That's the main reason why we do it, Rob. So again, go ahead and call us to get you a pecking order for this upcoming season. I've seen guys, Rob, that'd be boat number one, but they only have a, just say, 100 horsepower boat, motor boat, and boat number five, he'll be have a 250 horsepower boat, and he'll just go past, you know, that boat. So the pecking order more or less is just, for me, a safety hazard, a safety thing that we do just to make sure people are safe, Rob. But,
and always, whether it's boating or anything that you do, safety needs to be first. LeBron, remind us again about the baseball, softball, yes, volleyball, and soccer signups.
Yes, Rob. We do have baseball, as Rob stated, baseball and softball signups going on right now. That's ages 4 through 12. If your child is between ages 4 and 12, please go ahead and get the sign up. You have until February the 17th. I mean, likewise with youth volleyball. That's going on. That's ages 8 through 17. You have until February the 26th. Adult co-ed soccer, you have until the 25th. And adult co-ed volleyball, you have until the 25th also. So go ahead and get signed up for any of those. With the co-ed soccer and adult volleyball, if we don't get enough teams, we cannot, you know, we will not do the program. So please tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to get signed up for this upcoming programs that we are having through the Parks and Rec Department.
Well, LeBron, again, we want to say a thank you to you and everyone at Mayo Park, all of the staff and volunteers that makes this ball just kind of keep on turning with the Parks and Rec Department through this COVID-19 pandemic. You all have really worked hard to try to keep things to do, keep the parks and grounds maintained. But we just want to say a big thank you. Even though it's y'all's job, that also goes with a big thank you for everything that you all do.
Our pleasure. More than welcome. And everybody have a good day.
Here's sports.